Stop talking.
Okay. Oh, that's that wasn't too bad,
that
actually.
Wasn't too bad.
No, that's right. Yeah. I probably can. No, yeah, that's a little bit harder now. That's a little bit harder now. How long do these sessions normally go on for? This is probably long enough, do you think? Hello and welcome to the Option One podcast with myself, Sam Risley, and my lovely guest, Zoe Gray.
Mistress. Get it right.
Mistress Zoe.
Thank you.
Gray.
Stop stuttering.
Sorry, I mean, making me nervous. We're going to be going over, if it's okay today, some stuff like, Babe Station.
You have my permission.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Babe Station. How you started at Babe Station, what you did before Babe Station, all the stuff you do outside of it, your Brazzers, your first boy-girl shoot, and also your open relationship with your partner.
Exciting stuff.
And your life, if you don't mind saying, swinging?
That's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then also into fetishes like domination, isn't that right, Zoe?
I'm sorry? Mistress. Mistress. It's not hard, is it?
It is
mistress.
Hard.
You're through to Option One. Option One podcast.
Okay, hi Zoe.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good, babe.
So we are here at Babe Station HQ in the photo studio. Mm-hmm. We've got webcams going over there. We've got live TV as well. And we have the lovely Zoe Gray.
Yes.
Just for all the people that don't know who Zoe Gray is, Zoe has been at Babe Station for a year and 3 months.
Correct.
You have a social media following of 35K on Insta, 18 on Twitter, and 59 on TikTok. You have over 112,000 followers across social media. Have you done that in the year?
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby,
not
is
too
it?
Not too shabby.
You've appeared on Brazzers, Come Perfection, and Cruel Girlfriend. And obviously, you're on Sky and Freeview once a week.
Yeah.
When you go up to this
main
channel.
Show. That's it. Main show.
When you go up a little bit too high on Freeview and Sky, you find Zoe Gray.
Mm.
So just to start things off. So what was the first time like you knew about Babe Station or you heard of Babe Station? Like,
so Babe Station is one of those things that
everyone
has heard of.
Yeah.
Everyone has heard of.
So for me.
Yeah.
So I remember when I was like at my mate's house and I was like, I don't know, was I about 16 or something like that? And you're like, go
flicking
on. You heard of it and you're flicking through and you're going, that's one of the best. Oh my God, boobs. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't know, I'm pretty old now. But back then it was like either The Sun, Page Three.
Yeah.
Or Babe Station, and that was it. There wasn't, you know.
Only place to see your boobs.
Yeah, basically. So for you, when you knew what Babe Station was, what made you like apply and what made you think I can do this? Because you weren't doing that before.
No. So before I've been in the beauty industry.
Okay.
Just a little old beautician, nothing exciting. I'd never actually thought, so I'd thought about it before because a friend of mine who I know works here and I never actually thought I was good enough.
Okay.
So I kept putting it off and just thought, oh, I'm not going to be any good. I'm not going to compare to any of the girls that are on there. I was really quite nervous about it.
What girls did you compare? Did you know some of the girls that worked? Did you flick on Babe Station, you thought?
So I actually went to school with Delia.
Okay,
she was
Delia
a couple of years younger than me.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so I actually thought, oh, well, Delia up here, me down here, like,
no.
And so I left it at that. I then did a little bit of modelling and I met Jennifer Wilde on a photo shoot. And she'd not long started at Babe Station and she was raving about it. Said it was amazing, loved it, helped her so much. Mm. So I thought, oh, do you know what? I'm going to give it a go.
Yeah.
Why not? Applied and here we are.
So what happened there? So you applied and then they contact we contact you.
Yep.
And then you booked in for a day.
Yeah. So I was contacted, had a little FaceTime with one of the ladies.
Yeah.
Spoke about everything really. She went through everything with me. I came into the studio, had a look around and I think I booked my first shift like 5 days after that initial walk around.
So you come into the studio that we're currently in now.
Who in my pants?
Yeah.
absolutely pooing my pants.
A lot of girls are.
Looking at all of the buttons and things that I had to press, all of the things I had to think of.
Yeah, because I don't think people realise there is like a tech side of it, because you're streaming off like four different platforms at the same time. So you have to talk to like different customers and things like that. And, you know, you're trying to manage all this stuff as well. But surely when you were like beautician stuff, what sort of type of stuff did you do as a beautician? Was it like nails?
Eyelash extensions.
Eyelash extensions.
Yeah.
So you must have done a lot of customer service there.
Yeah.
Do you think that helped or do you think it's completely...
No.
Okay.
No, not in any way.
Okay. Not at all. Not even close. Nah. No. Not many men go for a beautician, do they?
No.
Okay.
I mean, there's a few. There's a few.
Yeah, you get a few girls coming on babe station.
So that's true. Yeah. Quite a few.
Couples. There we go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Open to everyone. So you're at babe station, you do a couple cam shifts and you start, I'd say, how long was it until you felt comfortable? Like I've sort of gripped this. I want to do this. Cause was there a lot of times during it, you're like, this isn't for me.
No, like literally after the first shift, it was very easy to get my head around.
Mm.
Very easy. And I loved it from the second I logged on.
You can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell when you're on TV with the customers that you've like, when you're on the cam and stuff like that.
Couldn't wait to come back.
Yeah.
I think I'd done my first shift and then I went on a little holiday. So I had to wait 2 weeks after my first shift to come back in. I was so excited.
Yeah. That's good, man. And then obviously, because there's a second nervous bit. So you got the first time you go on cam, so you're on the web. And then obviously the first time you go on TV. So how was that?
Again, pooing my pants.
Yeah.
I think more so because there were a lot of rules that you have to stick to.
Yeah.
And I think it was daytime as well.
Oh, daytime was your first one-on-one.
My first TV. And I think I stayed in one position and I stayed in that the whole shift.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not moving. Not touching anything.
A lot of girls do. Because I think it's better to go from like restricted and then go more and more and more. Do you know what I mean? Because it's comfortable that you're comfortable with the levels that you're doing. It's the same as cam, really, as you're comfortable with the levels. Like when you came in of like... because every girl does different things. Mm. She has different levels. You know what I mean, some girls go topless, some girls don't show anything, some girls show everything. What made you make that decision of like, because I'm not speaking for you, like you do quite harder levels. Mm. What made you make like that transition into it? Did you just think that's kind of what I want to do?
Yeah, basically.
Just going on from that, so from Babe Station, looking at the other stuff that you've done. So you've done Cool Girlfriend, Come Perfection, stuff like that. So you've done like a lot of, let's just say adult stuff as well. Is that something you always wanted to pursue as soon as you came to Babe Station? Did one come before the other or?
Yeah, so I feel like it's been a bit of a start with Babe Station and then it's kind of gradually gone more that way. It's something I've always been interested in.
Mm.
I feel like it's given me a massive stepping stone.
Yeah.
Starting here.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And so I've got to ask you about the shoots because obviously for me, I work when working at Babe Station and stuff. The only harder stuff I see is when we do like boy girl web stuff, but then obviously I'm not in the room all the way for that. And then we do like a lot of girl stuff on BSX and things like that. What was your first like adult thing that you did? Was that here? Was it a girl here or was it?
Oh.
Do you remember?
I'm trying to have a think. It might well have been, a BSX.
BSX.
Here. So I think I started doing that before any of my other shoots.
Mm.
I think.
Yeah.
I can't really remember.
And then, so is it like, just out of interest, is it like you mentioned stepping stones, is it a step and then a step and then a step?
Yeah.
And would it be that in terms of levels as well?
No, my levels have always been higher levels.
Yeah.
I've got a bit of a naughty side.
Yeah. Before you did any of this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're quite open
very
sexually, we'd say.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Do you think you need that to work at Babe Station?
Not necessarily. I suppose, again, it depends on your levels, doesn't it?
Mm.
I mean, it helps.
Mm.
Definitely helps. Yeah. I don't think you need it.
Yeah. And then, like, obviously, because you're performing to, like, camera and stuff, have you ever done any of that stuff before? Like, was that completely new to
that
you?
That was completely new.
Okay.
Completely new.
You're a great presenter, so thanks. It works, yeah. You're doing okay so far.
Yeah.
Am I doing okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, thanks. Just need encouragement every second or every day.
You're doing fine.
Thanks, mate. Thanks. So going forward into that, so you've done your... You've done a girl-girl at BSX and stuff like that. So what I want to get into is boy-girl stuff.
Yeah.
So your first boy-girl shoot, was it anything here? What was it? Where was it?
I think the first boy-girl would have been Confection.
Okay.
So I think I'd done that before I then ventured into doing like the Mr. P shows here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. No, I think it might have been the Mr. P show.
Mr. P show here.
It was some bank holiday last year.
And that was with your partner?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so was he happy just to do it for you? Or is that something that he wanted to do for himself or just to get involved in it? Or do you know what I mean?
He does as he's told.
Okay. I like him a lot. Okay. So... the first time doing that, how did that feel?
Oh, it was knackering.
Yeah.
Absolutely blowing out my bum.
Yeah.
But it was but
Yeah.
No, it was good. Oh, there's no nerves or anything in it. It comes quite naturally.
Yeah. Okay. And then so
Just hard graft.
Yeah, because they're long and because the thing is, I could imagine. Like, we'll move on to other stuff that you've done. But just before we do that, the Mr. P, because they're live.
Yeah.
I guess it is, like, constant.
Full-on effort. And I don't just lie there and take it.
No.
Put on a show.
Yeah. And obviously, it's, you know, you've got the free chat and you've got the customers in there. And it's
trying to keep everyone happy.
Which?
It's a hard task. Very hard task.
I can imagine. As long as he's keeping you happy, then that's the most important thing.
Absolutely.
That's it. So let's go on to like the stuff you've done recently. So Come Perfection, Cruel Girlfriend, and obviously most recently Brazzers. Mm-hmm. And I know on your Insta.
It's not live yet, guys.
It's not live yet. You're getting asked every single day when it's coming out. When's it coming out?
Not a clue.
So how does it work with Brazzers? Do they ask you or do you apply like you did at Babe Station? Or
I think you can apply. I was approached by someone from the team.
Mm.
And yeah, it was all application after that and then Zoom call, making sure you're right fit for the company, all of that crap.
And then like, is there like a script? What was it? Like a script?
It was scripted.
Can you tell? Are you allowed to tell us a little bit of what it's like?
I don't know. It was, I'm trying to rack my brain and think what it was now. I was a chauffeur.
Okay.
Coming to pick up the main man for the show.
Okay.
And it kind of goes from there. But yeah, I was sent the script a good couple of weeks beforehand.
So I can imagine.
Practice that every day.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So that must have been quite nerve-wracking as well, surely.
That was horrifically nerve-wracking.
So go into that, like, you come into the room, what is, like, the lead-up? Because I think a lot of people don't understand how shoots like that work. So how do they work, like, obviously, like, I say play-by-play, like, what happens? You arrive, you get ready, you're sort of ready to go. So
yeah, I arrived, had my hair and makeup done. Everyone else was kind of setting up all of their bits while I was getting ready.
Mm.
And then we shoot the sort of talking bits of the acting, shall we say?
Yeah.
The acting bits first. So none of it's in order. So I'd learned the script completely in order.
No.
And I was like, yeah, mate, I've got this. I'm going to smash it. And then we started to have like the last bit and I was like, oh, this is not going to work.
No. So you learn it all the way straight to bottom and they started with the bottom and they were just like, okay, that's fun.
So we'll go with that. I was like, no.
Gets your true acting out then. Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. So obviously...
I printed it all out as well. I was a right geek. Had it in my handbag, like looking through the script while I was getting ready.
Zoe's script.
Yeah.
Chauffeur number one.
Yeah. Everyone else was just like winging it. And there I am like...
Oh, okay.
Going through my handbag.
This is my movie style. Yeah. This is my movie time. Do you know what I mean? Exactly. Yeah. So obviously the stuff I want to get to is like the gritty. So it's a boy-girl scene. Is it someone you've never met before?
No.
Well, how does that interaction work? So,
I mean, it's a strange one because even though you're about to do what you're going to do with this person, it's all very professional. But they're a great group of people as well. Make you feel very relaxed and you can have a laugh. There's a lot of banter and they don't exclude you from that banter, even though they've got their own kind of group thing going on. And I think just keeping a professional head, really. I don't really know other way.
I can imagine it's a hard thing to like, because it's just different. Because here it's like, you know, being a producer, it's like, I'm a producer, you're the talent. So it's easy to separate. But like when the guys, because obviously he's got a lot on his mind to do that too. So I guess you're trying to make each other relax, but I guess you were well nervous on your first one.
Yeah.
So I assume, do you build a rapport with him before you start? Or
not necessarily.
No.
Like you'll have a little bit of, you'll have a little conversation, but there is nothing like one-on-one. And there are so many things you have to go through beforehand with form filling and consent and everything. And it's all filmed. So there's not really much chance to go and get a drink and have lunch and go on a date beforehand.
I'd have to do that.
Yeah.
I'd have to have a fair few drinks before and then still not perform. So in terms of like, so there's got to be a lot of like practical and technical things when you're doing that shoot. Do you go through that or do you just do your own thing? Do you know what I mean? Like positions and stuff like that and like what's going to happen during that. Is that part of the script as well?
No. No, so you'll have the full-on script and then it'll get to the, like, the juicy bit.
Yeah.
And it literally just
says, Zoe has sex.
Like, yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Boy-girl scene.
Yeah,
and
okay.
You kind of just go with it.
You just assume you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine then.
I mean,
I like instructions.
Ring to that one. Yeah, when it'll ring out.
Yeah.
What do I do? 5 minutes here.
Just want to make sure she's happy, you know? Okay. Okay, so obviously, just so we a little bit, so that just to verify that boy-girl shoot obviously wasn't with your partner.
No.
So for people probably listening and stuff that everyone would, most people, not everyone, but most people would find that peculiar or a little bit strange. So how did that work in that dynamic? Was he happy for you to do it and stuff like that or?
Yeah, so as a lot of people probably know about myself anyway, my partner and I are into the swinging scene.
Okay.
So me going off and working in the industry isn't an issue in our relationship.
Okay. So when you say the swinging scene, like I'm going to be totally honest, I'm very naive to all that side of things. So like, what is that? How does that work? So
a lot of the time we like to go to segs clubs.
Okay, yeah.
Did it.
Segsy time.
So, yeah. And we do a lot of like couple swapping. He will, trying to say this PC, he will get with other women.
Yeah, yeah.
And I will get with other men.
Okay.
We like to do that in a like a same room kind of situation so we can both watch each other because I like watching him and he likes watching me.
Okay.
So we both get off on that.
So how long have you been together?
We have been together.
No pressure.
I think about 4 years.
Okay.
4 years.
So did you guys know that about each other when you first met?
Yeah. So it came out very early on. when we were kind of like chatting, dating. Okay. Started with him. He likes the idea. He liked the idea of watching me. So it kind of started along that route. Whereas I'd say like a fairly cuckoldy kind of relationship. He would watch me. I would see people while he was at work, send him pictures, videos. And that went on for a little while. And then I brought up the subject about trying clubs and watching him. And it's just gone from there.
So before that relationship, did you do that sort of stuff before? No. Okay.
No. So
how did you find that when you first, because I'm just imagining myself being in a relationship with someone and then someone asking that of me, for me, jealousy would just rush straight over me. Is that a thing that doesn't affect it at all?
No, there's no jealousy there whatsoever. Like, we have rules. And I think as long as you communicate with each other, that's the main thing. Like, there have been times where I've not been happy with things, he's not been happy with things, but we speak about it and then it doesn't happen again.
Communication is
the main thing.
Like any relationship, I guess. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, most relationships break down because of communication. Yeah. And I guess if you're communicating with your partner what you're doing, then okay. Okay, so just going back one step to like the swinging parties and stuff like that, like, because obviously for you, had he done that sort of stuff before? Because it was quite brand new to you.
It dabbled in it.
Yeah. So was that something that's nerve-wracking? I guess, is there a lot of people there and stuff like that? The only experience I have in it is watching one Louis Theroux documentary. That's about it. Do you know what I mean? So like, obviously that isn't really the basis of what it is.
It really depends on the event that you're going to, because a lot of the clubs, they'll have their standard like Friday, Saturday nights, but then they will also have events. So we go to one event where it is quite busy. Sometimes it has been rammed and it's been too busy, but they've worked on that and they've probably got a good balance of couples and single women now. But it's not like a massive free-for-all, like you get straight in, you take your clothes off and everyone's just sexing everywhere. The club that we go to, they've got a lovely bar area, dance floor, and everyone mingles, chats, gets to know people, because you don't just do it with anyone. Like, it's a lot of people think that. They think that, oh, well, you're going to this club, so you're automatically going to F me. Like, no.
Single guy rocking up.
Yeah. That's why I don't go to ones with single guys, because they all just think that you're going to all of a sudden get on your knees and start.
I happens here when people found out you work for Babe Station, especially when you're a guy, because it's like, you go out and it's like, you work for Babe Station. Oh, mate, I'd smash all the birds at Babe Station. It's like, mate.
Okay, darling.
You can't even pull in Yates right now. Do you know? You think you're going to get a Babe Station girl. You know? Okay, that's cool. So then just touching on that as well. So, like I said, like for me personally, like jealousy would be a thing, but for you, it must be a big amount of trust in your relationship.
Massive.
To make that work. Do you think it makes it stronger?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
I would say so, because like I said, you've got that communication and the trust there. Like, if my other half is out and there's someone there that he finds attractive, all he has to do is send me a message. Like, we'll chat about it. And if he wants to, he can.
Okay.
Like, whereas sometimes, not all the time, in a traditional relationship, they're just going to do it behind your back anyway. Not everyone. But.
Do you think it's like you said, traditionally? So like society-wise, do you think it's looked on negatively?
Yes, however, I think it's becoming a lot more acceptable. Whether or not that's because I've met more people in the scene, so I know of a lot more people.
Mm.
But there seems to be a lot of things on social media now of people promoting the lifestyle and not shying away or hiding it. Because a lot of people, they do it, but they don't tell anyone. But now a lot of people are coming out more and owning up to doing it, but they're more vocal about it.
Mm.
There's still a stigma attached to it. I've even had friends say to me at the beginning of my relationship when they found out, like one friend, he asked me if I even loved my partner because of having sex with other people.
Mm.
But to me, sex is just sex.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say that in my head.
No, so, because I guess you're splitting a personal relationship with what sex is. Because that trust and that building that relationship is more than the sex side of things.
Yeah. Like, one of our rules is we don't kiss other people because to us that is more intimate.
Okay.
So we don't do that
at
clubs. It's just our personal preference. We've been called weird for not kissing other people, but it is more intimate. So we leave that out. We barely kiss each other anyway. So it'd be weird doing it with other people.
Yeah, it's just mad interesting just because I think a lot of people like would disagree with that. Like, I think for me, I don't think I could handle it. Mm. I don't know why. Maybe I just haven't been in a relationship where I could build that amount of trust with someone, or I don't know. I don't want to say the word loyalty because it makes it sound like you're not being loyal, but do you know what I mean?
I get what you mean.
It's like, I guess it's because you're taught something, isn't it? So it's like in society, you're given the idea that like, and a woman, and you're loyal with that person, and it's like, you know, marriage, and then it's like, you know,
with that person, that one person forever, and
till death, till death do
well,
us.
Don't that sound fun? One person till I die.
Die, yeah.
No thanks.
No. Your way sounds more fun. To be fair, yeah.
So, can I jump in and ask a question?
Yeah.
When you go to like these events and swinger parties and stuff like that, what's like the age range of people that go to those events?
So I would say the main age range would be 30s.
Okay.
I've turned 30.
Hey. See you there.
Wait for the invite.
But I've noticed the last few times we've been, there's been a lot more younger couples.
That's interesting because I always thought it'd be like older people.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Again, I think it depends when you go.
Mm.
Like
Tuesday.
Yeah, not even on Tuesday, but it's one on Wednesday, MILF Club.
Wednesday's MILF Club.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. Good to know.
I'd probably say mid 30s.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, because I thought it'd definitely be older. So.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then, so leading on to that, so from, you know, your relationship with your partner and things coming up, would you say, is it a kink? Is it a...
I don't know whether I'd say it was a kink.
Or a fetish.
I suppose maybe. Yeah, it would be a kink because you both get off of watching the other person. So that is a kink, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you have any other fetishes and stuff like that? Or would you say, like you personally?
Because obviously personally,
here at Babe Station, we deal with like
everything.
Every different fetish, really.
I mean, I am more dominating than I am sub, so that's more of a kink for me. I wouldn't really say I have any main fetishes.
So obviously here at Babe Station we're on cam and we're open to the world wide web, so
isn't that such a wonderful place?
That's a wonderful place. Like I'd say like the majority of our cameras, you know, they want something that's pretty traditional. But obviously there's like fetishes and stuff like that. Is there any like things you've been surprised by?
I mean, when I first started here, I was surprised at the amount of people that were into foot fetish.
Yeah.
Like I hadn't really come across that much beforehand, well, not being in the industry.
Mm.
So I was quite surprised how many guys like feet.
It's like one in three. T loves some feet, don't you?
No, man, Nothing better than pre-toes.
You won't want to see mine in a minute.
But so, yeah, because one in three is like feet, isn't it? So I think like, because I started about 8 years ago now. So when I started, I was like 22 when I started. I didn't really know too much.
So young.
I know, right? And
what happened?
Huh?
What happened?
I don't know, time. Working with you girls, yeah. That's what happened. And then over time, like I was like blown away about like the random stuff that there is.
I did have one guy, he called up and I mean, it's nothing really like out there, but it's always stuck in my head because I found it very, very strange.
Mm.
He asked me to be Kylie Minogue.
Sorry?
He asked me to be Kylie Minogue. Role play Kylie Minogue.
Oh.
And then, I didn't know what to do.
No, so, well, no.
But he
spin me, right? Yeah.
Should I get my hot pants out?
Okay.
He wanted me to turn up. No. Or did he turn up at my apartment? And
fantasy-wise, he turned up at your apartment.
Yeah. And I was inviting him in and he was like, oh no, Kylie, no, I can't. I can't come in, Kylie. But I was very persistent. And I, Kylie, wanted him to come up to my apartment and do naughty things.
Okay. So, I mean,
it weren't really.
You don't give me Kylie Minogue vibes either.
I think he just wanted to call me Kylie.
Okay.
But he did specifically say Kylie Minogue.
Okay. And then
I looked at the producer and I thought, how am I going to do this?
Yeah. And he said, I don't know. I don't know any of her songs. No.
No, just, he was happy.
Yeah.
He was happy. Well, it went on for a while. So
as long as the customer's exactly. happy, that's the most important thing. Even if it's Kylie Minogue. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I guess I always find like there's like, because obviously we hear the back end of the, you know, the phone calls and stuff like that. So like I hear what the girls respond to and their answers and stuff like that. And you may hear stuff in the background, by the way, that will be the live studio that's going on in Camden. Hopefully there's a fetish on right now. The weirdest one would be like, I've had a couple ones. You know the shrinking down one?
Yes.
So it's like shrinking down. I want to be shrunk down into like a tiny little person. And then I want to go in there.
Oh, yep.
And then go up inside. But I'm hearing her, right? I'm hearing her just talk about, and then you're going up inside. Because when you first work a babe station, it's a little bit strange. And then it kind of gets normal.
Yeah.
Because you hear about it every day. Do you know what I mean? Girls are on the phone going, oh, yeah, I love it. I love it. And then they meet the phone and say, can I have a cup of tea, please? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, but with that one caught my ear when it's just like, you're crawling up inside me into my womb. And then you're going crawling, having a little explore. Have you had that guy yet?
I have not.
Okay. That's someone to look forward to.
Yeah. I would quite like that.
And then there used to be a caller that used to do like a bingo game.
Okay.
So like pick a number between 100, 1 to 100.
Yeah.
And it's like you pick a number and he's like, okay, you're a train. And like, as you can imagine, babes, like you've had it before, you think it's a prank thing.
Yeah.
But he kept on doing it and he wouldn't like, it's not like laughing in the background and at the end.
Yeah, you can tell when they're trying to take the mic.
Yeah. Which is always fun, isn't it?
Oh God, yeah, I love those ones.
It's always hilarious joke that's been going on for Babe Station about 20 years. Always funny. Group of lads calling up a girl on Babe Station.
Thinking they're going to embarrass us, but actually, mate, just you wait.
Just you wait.
I'm going to have you crying.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Domination, so he's going to go for it. Because, you know, that joke hasn't been done before and it's always hilarious when you're drunk. It's just wasting your money, but yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Give me a giggle.
Yeah. So we covered feet.
Not that there's anything weird about that.
I always thought, I think it's actually quite normal, but I didn't know about it before I started here. The balloon one, when people pop in balloons.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's wild to me.
Well,
you could say that about anything, exactly. though, couldn't you? Yeah. Like,
it's the, I think it's the, what's the material called?
Not later. I was going to say later.
But it's like that when girls wear stuff like that. I think it must.
PVC. But that's not it.
It must be close to that sort of thing.
It feels like that, though, isn't it?
But they don't want to feel it. They want to watch
popping.
You pop it.
Yeah, because there's nothing explosion. Going on sexually, like So that was a bit weird to me.
Noise?
Yeah, maybe. Or a girl like sitting on it. Maybe that's,
I mean, I can get that if it's not going to pop, like a girl's bum on a balloon, but...
It's always weird to me, man. Yeah. I don't know.
I used to have a fear of balloons, you know.
The jar.
Yeah, for years. I just found them well weird.
How did you...
How'd I go over it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Working it?
Well, yeah, yeah, basically.
Or the bums on balloons.
I have to put balloons up every weekend. There's always a birthday year. Every week there's a birthday year and I have to put balloons up.
Or a bloody theme night.
Oh, we love a theme here.
We do
love a theme here. We've got, what theme is it? What theme is it this week?
Uniform.
Oh, yeah, Valentine's. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Valentine's. I didn't get you anything.
Oh, it's the only reason I came in.
Oh, sorry. Right. Oh, see you, Zoe. So obviously you said, you've got some things here. So basically I've worked at Babe Station. So what I was getting at is when I started at Babe Station, I heard loads of fetishes. And I think I've been, I don't know what the right word is, but like numb to
desensitized.
Desensitized. Thank you. Vocabulary.
Not just pretty face.
I know, right? Yeah. Glasses and everything.
It's the only word I know. Yeah. And they are actual prescription glasses.
Yeah.
A lot of guys say, why have you got those on your face? What is it with girls wearing glasses on here? Like, but they're prescribed, man. No, I need them to see. I'm just doing it for show.
Well, I mean, you can take them off, but you'll fall off the desk, basically. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I don't really have... I don't think I do have any sort of fetish and things like that. Yeah. Like, I don't think I do. I think I'm so numb to everything. But saying that, I haven't tried anything.
Be into a little bit of a...
Well, you've got some props here today. So I think what we'll do is... I don't think...
Get you loving a bit of that.
Mate, I don't think I'm going to like this.
I think you are.
Nah, because I don't...
That?
Let me have a feel. I mean, that's heavy.
It's solid.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, that was on the table. That made the mics vibrate quite a lot there. Jeez, that's beastie. Mm. Is that the biggest one you got?
No.
Oh, thank God.
I've got a massive, like, really, oh, what is it? What's the guy with the whip? Indiana Jones? I got one like that, but I didn't bring it in. I did it in my kitchen once and I hit the ceiling, I hit my arm and I hit like stuff off the side. So yeah. Like, I ain't damaging anything.
Yeah, I want to survive this. Okay. So in terms of
that'd hurt more.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to find out, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in terms of like domination, what do you call them? Sessions and stuff like that. Mm. So how does that work? So a camera or I assume you haven't done it in person?
No.
So a camera or caller comes up and says, well, I'll be that person. Hi, Zoe Gray. I'm into domination. Can you dominate me? What happens next?
Well, a lot of the time they say that and it then goes nowhere.
Okay.
So I would just be like, yeah, sure. And then wait. And then they disappear.
Okay.
And don't take me private.
Oh, okay.
But if they're in a private already and they say that they like to be dominated, I will usually start with getting them to get on their knees.
Okay.
And worship my lovely...
God.
My boots that everybody seems to love.
Oh, they're cool, actually.
These are well-used boots.
Yeah. Oh, good to know.
Well-used. Yeah.
Okay. So, should we do it? Should we do a domination session?
Oh, okay. Got no choice. We are.
Yeah.
The Option One podcast.
Cool. So, we'll set up for... What did you say? I'm going to basically just experience domination.
Wait, first, you're going to take my shoe off. We're just going to get straight into it.
I've got to take your shoe off?
Take my shoe off.
Okay.
Be careful with them. They're expensive.
Okay. Yep.
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 One more. I'm going to start with the boots.
Well, I'm doing it.
Yep. Why would I do it?
Okay.
That's what you're here for.
Okie dokie. I'm going to be awful at this.
Just slide on.
How's that?
Keep going.
Yep.
All the way up.
Yep.
You're fucking shit.
Sorry, yeah.
Can I swear? Yeah. Okay.
Bit harsh.
Yeah, but you love it.
Okay.
Again, I zip it up.
Goes this way?
Yep. What other way would it go?
Yeah, sorry, stupid question. Now, am I supposed to call you mistress or Zoe or?
Mistress.
Mistress. Okay, mistress. Both shoes are off. Wish I put anywhere.
Just put them on the floor.
Okay.
Put the shoes down, put my boot on.
Yep.
You're faffing now.
Yeah, I am, because I'm a little bit nervous. I'm not going to lie. There's a whip there. I'm just keep looking at the whip. See?
Right, come on. You can go faster.
Okay, sorry. It's like a naughty Cinderella story. And
zip it up.
Sure, this is your size. Sorry, yeah.
You're saying I've got fat feet?
No, I didn't say that.
Kiss it.
What?
Kiss it.
You're joking.
No, kiss it. You've got to worship my boots.
Can I kiss up here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not that mean to make you kiss the soul.
Okay.
Oh, what a good boy you are.
Thanks. Oh, I'm hating this. This is weird.
Get on your knees.
Yeah. Huh?
On your knees.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Probably.
What do you mean?
Completely on your knees.
I am completely on my knees.
No, with your bum on the... Okay. That's better.
Yeah, there we go.
Yep.
Again. What's happening now? Again?
The one. You've only kissed one.
Okay. There you go. Wow. My lips feel weird.
Delay.
I don't like the leather.
You don't like the leather?
Oh, I don't. It tastes weird.
Are you back-chatting me now?
No.
Come on, bend over.
What?
Bend over. Why did you put my shoes there?
Because you told me to. You said just put them anywhere, and then I put them anywhere, and that's where anywhere was.
Stop talking.
Okay. Oh, that wasn't too bad, actually.
That wasn't
too bad. No, that was right.
Yeah.
I probably could. No, yeah, that's a little bit harder now. That's a little bit harder now. How long do these sessions normally go on for? This is probably long enough, do you think?
I mean, they just go on for about an hour.
Okay.
Especially
an hour?
Talking.
Oh, yep. Sorry.
Stop talking. Did I give you permission to talk?
Huh?
You have to thank her for this.
Thank you.
Good boy.
And
we actually need that whipping sound to be louder for the audio.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
If you need it.
Okay. Just go for it. I mean, they're not going to stop. Ow! They're not going to stop until it's hard, are they? So
you don't complain.
No.
You never complain.
No, really
you
liked
say
it.
Thank you.
Thank you, mistress.
And I'm a good boy.
Yeah.
Good boy. You can sit down now.
Thanks. Oh, that was really. That was good. And people like that.
They love it.
People enjoy that.
They don't normally moan as much.
Yeah, I know. I'm a bit of a moaner. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I don't know. No. My bum hurts. I don't know about that one.
Not sure? I think secretly you really enjoyed that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe secretly I do.
You're three to option one.
The option one podcast.
I've gone through like a fair few topics there, but... let's just go back to a little bit on relationships, the sex and like the lifestyle that you lead. So going back to like swinging and open relationships. So you mentioned before, like you met a couple there, like how did that work? And you got friends with a couple and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. So I think it was the first event after COVID happened. It was quite a big sort of big event, that one, because everyone just wanted to let their hair down. We met a lovely couple and we've got very, very close, very friendly with them. We talk probably most days, like we're on a little group chat, because you know that's what cool kids do these days.
Okay.
Group chat and WhatsApp. But we've been on family holidays like with this couple.
Yeah,
we've just become really close friends. We're going away with them next month.
Yeah.
Just a little trip to London.
Nice.
Four of us. They've become really, really good friends of ours.
And then
through the scene.
All through the scene.
We didn't know them at all before.
So what did you...
Quick question.
Yeah.
So when you go away with them, will you guys like swing like... together in like the hotel room or whatever?
So yeah, when we go away next month, we probably will. That might happen. I think we are going to a club while we're down there. But like we have times where we'll go away, like family things, and it is purely just like a friend that we've known for years. Mm. Like, and nothing will happen.
Yeah.
So you like you said before, you must separate the relationship to the sex and stuff like that.
Mm.
Would you say like before, was that always something, was sex something to you that was separated always, or were they sometimes together? Do you know what I mean? Because I put them
together. Do you know what I mean? So, like, you mentioned, obviously, you know, you and your partner have, like, rules and stuff like that. Yeah. So, like, for example, kissing is one of them.
Mm.
Yeah, because you think that's an intimate thing. Whereas I see sex as an intimate thing.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, like, do you see it as an intimate thing?
I suppose I did. I did beforehand.
Mm.
But I'd never really come across this world before.
Mm.
I've always been quite adventurous and, like, open to things, but was probably never with somebody that brought that out.
Mm.
And then, yeah, when I got with my current partner, it kind of opened me up to something that I really, really enjoy and wish I'd have done a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, work-wise and personal life.
Yeah.
So, you say, like, jealousy is never, like, a thing between you and your partner when you're doing that kind of thing. Has there ever been a point where you do, like, a same room kind of swap and you looked over and there's another girl, like, with your partner, and you'd be like, fuck, she's going a bit, like, too hard. Like, whoa, relax. Or, like, have the other couple ever looked at you and be like, whoa, like, tone it down. Like,
because I guess you can't you can't control what the person you're with, that's what I'm trying to say, does, right?
There has been a couple of times where, say, the husband hasn't particularly floated my boat, but I've kind of still enjoyed the whole group scene of it.
Mm.
But she was quite dominating with my partner, whereas he's quite a big guy and it's generally only myself that gets to dominate him. So in that instance, I was a little bit taken back. I was like, well, that's my role.
Yeah.
Like, she slapped him on the face. Like, he didn't know what to do.
What do you do? Do you wait till after to, like, talk about it, or do you, like, stop it in the moment?
So I walked away from that situation. He followed me. And then we didn't go into too much depth there because you were around other people, but we definitely spoke about it after. But that was a weird one.
I guess you can look at your partner and tell, like, they're not really, like, enjoying it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, cool.
Just trying to understand, I guess the levels are like that in other relationships as well. Cause, like, I mean, I'm single, but saying to, like, for you T as well, like I can imagine the same, it's a very smaller level, but it's like, if your partner's in the club and he or she is dancing with someone else or buys someone else a drink in a weird way, a lot of people would be like a bit,
yeah,
that's a 100%. Bit weird. I guess, is it that similar feeling? Because you must have experienced that feeling before you did this.
Yeah, I mean, it is similar to that. There's been another time where we both do this because we enjoy watching each other.
Okay.
And there was one time where my other half wasn't really paying any attention to me. I mean, I wasn't having the greatest time. But he was loving life, bless him. But I was a little bit put out. It's like, well, we do it because we want to watch each other as well. And you went and looked at me at all. Like, you're over there having a great time and I'm over here with something this big. And I'm like looking at him, I'm trying to get his, like, eye contact to be like, and he's just having a whirl of a time. And I'm like, hang on a minute. You're meant to actually be looking at me as well.
Yeah.
Because, like, I love watching him.
Mm.
And we went the rest of the night without talking about it, but I brought it up when we got home because it did make me feel a little bit jealous. But then speaking about it, and he hadn't done it. Yeah, and he hadn't done it since.
Yeah, because there's the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Cool. When you say that big, did anyone else pick on the
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, that
it,
big.
It wasn't great.
How big?
It was probably about that big.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does size matter?
To me, yes. But
sound effect. There's thousands of men watching us right now.
I know.
All clapping.
Personally, yeah, it does matter to me.
Yeah.
But not everyone. I mean, what is it they say? It's not the size of it, it's what you do with it or something.
What do I say? Let me think. It's not the size of the hammer, it's the motion in the ocean. Motion in the ocean, yeah. That's what it is.
No.
Okay. What's the biggest? What's the biggest Zoe can handle? How big have you?
The biggest I've had is 11 inches.
11?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you got anyone got a ruler? 11 inch. How big is 11 inches? Nah, you ain't got a ruler. How big is
I mean,
your iPhone's 5 inches. You got your phone?
No.
Okay, so that's
professional.
That's 5.
And a bit. It was
Jesus.
Huge. Yeah.
Girthy as well.
Quite girthy. Not like ridiculously girthy.
Was this in like a swinging environment? Was your partner there as well?
No.
Was he, the guy must have been at the other side of the room, no?
Yeah. He was down there and he was there.
That's mad. Did you see it and you were like, oh, I don't know?
No, so it was a swinging situation, but just someone that I'd met, and it was like a one-on-one situation thing.
Was he an arse? Because surely...
No. Because really
if I had 11 inches, I'd be all right. Knobbed.
Be getting that out all the time, wouldn't you? All right, ladies.
Yeah. Not at work. I'm not allowed to do that anymore. joking. Oh, sorry. Put my phone on the thing. So, in terms of like at the beginning of the beginning of the podcast, I said, so you've been doing this 1 year and 3 months. Now you've got like over 112,000 followers across all social media. How social media for you? How you, like, was that a big impact of like opening yourself to, because obviously you were a beautician before.
Yeah.
So the idea of, you know, in the adult world, in our Babe Station world, people might not realize, but there is a cult following. Babe Station's a British cultural thing, you know. We've had fans that have stayed with us for, you know, over 20 years. So, and they are persistent, you know, and they'll tell you what they think. How have you found that?
It's very time consuming. And when I first started, I did keep my Instagram profile set as private. But now I think if you're going to get in the industry, you've got to be prepared to be out there.
I agree.
So I just thought, right, well, let's just go for it. We'll get everything out there, out in the open. But I mean, the people on there, I mean, I've lost accounts. So it's not my first Instagram. And I've lost Twitter and taking the time to build those back up. But I take my hat off to all of my fans on there, because when I lose an account, they're right back there supporting me. And if I message them, they'll go and follow my new account. So they are great. I mean, yeah, you get some people that are very, very persistent with asking for things that they probably shouldn't be asking over things like Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, because you obviously have OnlyFans as well. For people that like, so when did OnlyFans come into, did you start that first?
Or that was the first thing.
Yeah. Was that to feed you into what you do now? And how did you approach that? Did you just do it?
Yeah. So because I lost my job, I've always been self-employed, but I couldn't work because of COVID. It was just one of those things. Well, my partner and I were already in the lifestyle of swinging. So I thought, well, start OnlyFans. So then, because making content with people isn't going to be anything different than swinging, terms of having sex with other people. That, I mean,
yeah, I see the connection.
It's a completely different protocol of
ways
of doing things.
I think a lot of people probably in COVID, because there was a OnlyFans buzz, wasn't there, where everyone wanted to do it, and I could imagine a lot of people found out how much hard work it is.
It's absolutely nails. It is hard graft. And I didn't really do much with it until I started at Babe Station. It was kind of just ticking by. I didn't really take it seriously. But then once I got the exposure from being here, it's then...
Flew,
yeah. But it is hard work. It's not a get rich quick kind of thing.
I think that's what people, it got sold as to a lot of people. And I think it still does now, because there's, you know, I've had, because people know that I work at Babe Station, there's a girls that I've known from uni and going like, you know, especially during COVID, they were just like, oh, do you reckon I'd do one on OnlyFans? I'm just brutally honest. I'm just like, it's hard work. And it's, and it, and it's like, nah, I'll be fine. And then they do it for 2 weeks and then they were like, yeah.
Oh, I've made no money. It's, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
If you put time and effort in, it does work, but it is, it's not easy.
Yeah. I must, you are a grafter though. So in like, cause it shows in the last, what, year and 3 months, all the stuff you've done. Like it shows that you work hard. My next thing is obviously, I know you're going on holiday this week, Gran Canaria.
Yeah.
So how long for?
Just a week.
Just a week. Nice. Just you and your partner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice, nice, nice. So after that, what is next for Zoe Gray? What is the ambition? What?
So, I mean, I'm still going to be working while I'm on holiday.
Yeah.
That stuff doesn't sleep.
Yeah.
But my main goal this year is to just grow. I want to be one of those names that someone's going to say my name and be like, oh yeah, I know her. Oh, I've heard of her. Like, that is my aim. I've got collabs coming up. I mean, I say the word collabs, but I've been told off a few times for saying the word collab because apparently it's not a real word.
Collab?
Yeah. I was saying collab to one of the producers the other week. It's like, you're doing what? That's not even a word.
I think you've broken up the word, isn't it?
It's collaboration.
Collaboration, yeah.
Collab. Yeah, collab. Yeah, you're one of them and all. Yeah.
Collab for sure.
I mean, I wouldn't hate you for saying collab.
No. Which producer is that? Anyway. He's not working here anymore. What producer?
Oh no, he's still there.
No, he won't be next week.
Yeah.
So you want to just grow in terms of like following and stuff like that. And so is there any girls here that you think, you know, oh, I want to be where I want to get to, because it's easier to look at someone and be like, it never works out like that, but it's easier to look at like, I don't know.
Alice Goodwin. Yeah.
Is the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then obviously you've worked with Alice Goodwin a few times. She's lovely, isn't she?
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely girl.
I think the most annoying thing about working here is that, you know, I guess guys have that perspective from outside of here and probably girls as well, that they've got to be knobheads, or the girls that work here must be mental or a nightmare.
That really
or,
surprised me when I joined, because I thought it was going to come in, those are stuck up girls. Yeah. Like, it's completely different.
No, I don't think there's anyone here that I would put in that category.
But no, I'd say 90% of the people are just genuinely normal people that you need to get along with.
It's really annoying when they're beautiful and nice people as well. Because if they weren't out of reach enough, do you know what I mean? It just goes even further. I just want to say a thank you to Zoe Gray.
Pardon?
It's just Zoe
thank
Gray.
Thank you very much.
You're tired of me now, aren't you?
It was a little bit.
Yeah, it was a long podcast, but we went through some interesting stuff. So I want to say thank you to you. And I hope it carries on your journey here at Babe Station. And I want to thank you to all our listeners across all our platforms as well. Stay tuned. We've got much more episodes coming, more content. And Zoe, come back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Option One Podcast.